Better than this, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this shit.
What's better than this? Guys, being dudes here on the Draft Dudes podcast, presented by Locked On. It's Joe Marino and Kyle Krabs from the Draft Network. We are your hosts here on this Thursday edition of the show. It's time to work through these college football lines and tell you where to put some money down this week, courtesy of our friends at MyBookie. Kyle, welcome.
Are you sure this isn't Locked On Bills?
Yeah, you know, look, are you editing that out?
Please no.
Do. Come on.
Yeah, I'll edit out the What's Up Bills Mafia at the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I can't believe it hasn't happened yet. I've been doing two podcasts every day since January, and it's my first time.
Yeah, so none of you will hear it, but we went to lead in, and Joe's first intro to the pod today was What's Up Bills Mafia, and then he kind of had the freeze, the deer in the headlights. So.
Kyle, we're going to talk about gambling on the show today, right? Where to put some money
down. We're talking about something else.
Yeah, I got this. This is a little bit along the lines of gambling because I came home yesterday from the grocery store to this notice on my front door, a hanger, like on my doorknob. This is what it says. Notice, precautionary boil water advisory. And it goes on to say that a water advisory has been issued to your area due to a water main repair until testing can be done to assure your water meets all quality standards set forth by the state of North Carolina. This advisory will remain in effect. Union County urges you to boil tap water for at least 1 minute before consuming it or use bottled water. And then they tell you the activities that you need to either use bottled water or boiled water for, and that's drinking, brushing teeth, making ice cubes, preparing food, washing dishes. Kyle, what would you do if you got that notice?
I'm rolling the dice. I'm not doing shit.
I knew it. I knew you would say that.
There's a 0% chance I'm going to boil a pot of water to stick my toothbrush in and brush my teeth.
Guess who did that?
You did.
Yeah, absolutely. Boiled water for the dogs, you know, put it in the fridge so they have something to drink.
Listen. You got to die of something.
This ain't going to be it.
You know what's messed up, though? I would do it for the dog, but I wouldn't do it for myself. I don't care that much.
Listen, me and my wife were talking about it yesterday when we pulled this thing off the doorknob. And I'm like, you know what? Union County, North Carolina is not going to send somebody around door to door to hang out these knockers if this isn't something I need to pay attention to. I'm like sitting there thinking to myself, there's just no chance that I'm going to risk it. Something stupid happens because I had your mentality.
What are you going to grow, a third eyeball?
I don't know. I don't know what.
Help dry more tape, man.
I have no idea, but I didn't want it. I didn't want the smoke.
No, I'm not doing that.
I knew you wouldn't. I knew you wouldn't. All right, you want to go first, second, third?
Let's see. I won this past week.
Oh, yes.
12-6. So,
plus two.
So you get the first pick as far as deciding if you want to go first or second.
Is that how this goes? Okay.
Yes, it is. We've either tied or you've beat me every week so far.
So I had an 8-point lead on the season. You've carved that down to 6.
Yep. Should be 4. I'm stupid.
But it's not, you know.
God, I'm dumb.
I think I want to go first.
Okay. Very good.
All right, first game.
You don't want to pick this LSU-Utah State 27.5, do you?
I don't. I want to know what you're going to do first.
And I also have to pick Michigan-Iowa at 3, and Michigan minus 3.5.
Sounds like I made a good decision.
Great.
And it's my week to change anything first?
Yes, it is.
All right. Okay, we got number 18, UCF at Cincinnati. This is a Friday night game. UCF is favored by – that ain't the spread, is it? Is it 4?
If it's 4, this is – this might be free money this week.
I don't think it's 4. I think I got the wrong spread.
Oh, boy.
Nope, it's 4. Nope, it's 4.
What?
It's 4. Damn it. Yeah, UCF. UCF covers on the road.
I am hammering this line.
I get a little bit nervous because it's a Friday night and it's on the road. It's in Cincinnati. I think those things will help, you know,
Joe,
UCF.
The spread is 4.
I know. It's not a ton. It's not a ton.
I think UCF easily covers that line.
Okay.
Now, the question is Utah State going to cover a 27.5-point spread against number 5 LSU in Death Valley? I need to see what Utah State's done this year. Can we pull that up real quick?
I've got it.
Can you give me the breakdown of their game by game that so far this season?
Week 1, they lost to Wake Forest 38-35. They beat a team with the abbreviation SB. They beat them
Stony Brook.
Okay, they beat them 62-7. The next week they beat San Diego State on the road 23-17. Last week they beat Colorado State 34-24.
This team ain't covering 4 touchdowns against LSU at home. Give me the Tigers.
With it. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
However you do it. Yeah, wasn't my best. Number six, Oklahoma. Hottest team in college football, arguably. Going to Kansas. Les Miles, Kansas. 2-3, Kansas. Oklahoma's favored to win by 32. Well, Kansas just lost to TCU 51-14. That's more than 32, right? It's close. I don't know.
It's 30. It's 37.
Okay. Oklahoma's better than TCU. And Oklahoma covers this. Oklahoma minus 30.
Do you think there's any chance Kansas puts up like 24 points in this game and ruins this?
Well, that would be their season. No, they scored 48 against Boston College. How did that?
And they also scored 24 against West Virginia.
Oh, I think Oklahoma's defense is better this year.
I understand that. I'm just saying, like, TCU's got a pretty solid defense.
Oklahoma's averaging 668 yards a game and 55 points.
Averaging 55?
They're averaging 55.5 points per game.
Okay, but then the question is, will Kansas score 24 points? Because if Kansas scores 24, you don't cover 32.
No, I don't think they do.
That was bad math. That'd be 33. They'd still cover.
I'm going Oklahoma. Oklahoma's won me real money this year. Multiple times.
OU, Boomer, Sooner. Next up, we have Kent State versus Wisconsin, number 8 Wisconsin. At home in Madison, Wisconsin minus 36. Badgers have a big game coming up, don't they?
I don't know.
Hold on, my producer is pulling it up right now as we speak. They've got Michigan State at home next week. Nah, this ain't going to be let down. The letdown game for Wisconsin, they'll win, but it'll be closer than it should, is October 19th. They go to Illinois before playing Ohio State in the Shoe. So I don't know what the line's going to be for the Illinois game, but I'd probably take Illinois to cover. Joe, this was a game that helped me. Wait, no. We both took Wisconsin last week. Never mind. Wisconsin looked like they were on pace to cover there for a little bit. They got the 2 defensive touchdowns against Northwestern. We said, okay, we're in business. And then wheels fell off the bus here. Give me Wisconsin to cover 36 at all.
Kent State is allowing 261 rushing yards a game on average so far this year.
Wisconsin, and now I got to play Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, good luck. Wisconsin covers that game. What do we got here? Purdue at number 12, Penn State. Penn State 27.5-point favorites. Penn State's been rolling, brother. I know they played a tight game with Pitt, but they beat Maryland 59-0. They beat Idaho 79-7. They beat Buffalo 45-13. They're at home. Purdue's been getting smoked. I know they beat Vandy, but they've lost all their other games this year. Purdue's bad this year.
And I think Sindelar's out for the year.
That's not good.
I think he's got a collarbone issue.
Average score. This is average score for Penn State this year is 50-7.5.
Sounds like we're both doing the same thing here. And Rondale Moore's week to week, too.
Kyle's Nittany Lions, his alma mater.
I don't want to claim him too hard. I'm still not credentialed to
go. I know. That's one of my favorite aggravation points with you.
Industry secrets, right? Just push Kyle's buttons, talk about how he paid a whole bunch of money to go get a degree from Penn State that he doesn't use anymore.
That's
and he's working in the field for 7 years, and they still can't bother to give him a credential to go to a game.
And like I've been to your house. Like I've never seen you wear anything Penn State. I don't think you have anything Penn State at your house.
No,
like
it's all in a box.
You got a degree.
I'll come back out when I get my first credit.
How's that? Really have a degree? Tell us, Randall. Do you have a degree from Penn State? Did you really go there?
I do. Yes.
Wow. All right.
Exercise science, kinesiology, with a business minor. It's coming in handy, that business minor. Before we go any further, I want to talk to everybody about today's sponsor of the show. If some of you guys out there are sick puppies and you really like betting on your own team, or perhaps you think a game's more exciting with money riding on the line, you like the thrill of the chase. If you've been betting for years or if you're ready to bet for the first time, MyBookie is your best bet this season. If you're the kind of guy who likes to bet a little and win a lot, try parlay. For instance, if you like a couple of big favorites this week, parlays are perfect because they let you bet multiple games for a much bigger payout. So maybe you want to string together Penn State -27.5, Wisconsin -36, Oklahoma -32, and LSU -27.5, all big favorites we just talked about. You can really up your ante and get a nice big payout from that. If you're going to bet this season, do the smart thing and go to mybookie.ag because no one gives you more ways to win. Between football season, the MLB playoffs, and the start of the NBA and NHL seasons, it's time to get off the sideline and into the action. If you really want to support your team this season, don't just sit on the sidelines. Bet in the game with mybookie.ag. And if you join right now, MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. That's promo code LOCKEDON to double your cash. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Joe.
Yes.
Going to talk about number 14, Iowa, visiting number 19, Michigan. Michigan being favored by 3.5 points. Call me crazy.
Crazy. You're crazy.
But I think Iowa loses outright but covers 3.5.
This is tough. This is tough. Michigan's at home. Both of these teams probably coming off their best performances of the year.
Congratulations.
Look, they beat Rutgers 52-0. Middle Tennessee State is who Iowa beat 48-3. Iowa's been stingy this year. They're only giving up 8.5 points, 251 yards a game on defense. Pretty good defense.
And here's a fun fact about the Michigan offense. With Shea Patterson at the helm, it's not very good.
Here's a fun fact.
Come on, Joe. Get on board.
Iowa beat this team a few years ago. It was a pretty big upset, right? Right. It was a big one, right? That's going to be.
Yeah, it was at Kinnick Stadium. It was second week in November. Michigan came in ranked number 3 in the country. Iowa could not move the ball to save their life and magically got themselves in a position to kick a field goal at the end of the game. I think the final was like 13-11 or something like that.
There's a big part of me that wants to go with Michigan here. But as this isn't.
But you're smart, so you're gonna.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Iowa because I think from the head-to-head mindset against you, I'm not. Harbaugh's not taking me down with him. So give me Michigan to win by like 2 or 3 points, but not 3.5.
Yeah, three point win. It'll be 24-21 final score.
I got leadoff here. Oklahoma State, super hot team right now. Chuba Hubbard just going nuts. They're number 21 in the country. They go to Texas Tech. Oklahoma State is a 10-point favorite in this football game.
No, this is at Oklahoma State, isn't it?
No, it's at Texas Tech. Yeah.
Oh, you know what the problem is? I moved my cells over my spreadsheet.
To read the read?
It moved over a row. Yeah. So, makes more sense now.
Man, I wish this was like 8.5. Oh, Texas Tech looks kind of bad to me. Watch them play that Oklahoma game. They lost to Arizona the previous week, too. Oklahoma State wins this game, but do they win by 10?
Yeah, that's the risky proposition with Big 12 contests, right? Yeah. Oklahoma State could feasibly be up 24 points in the last 8 minutes of this game, take their foot off the throat, and Texas can easily backdoor cover.
I'm going to go with Oklahoma State for this reason. Looking over Texas Tech's two games against real opponents this year, against Arizona, Oklahoma, they scored 14 and 16 points. They haven't proven they can score against reasonable teams, and we've seen Oklahoma State put up points against Texas, and we saw them beat Kansas State last week. I think Oklahoma State covers.
I'm not going to fight you on this one.
Like, you want to go to Texas Tech?
No, I don't. It's not like I have no strong convictions. If I was betting this week, I probably would not touch this game.
I'm not going to touch it. It's going to be like a – I could see this being like a 35-27 game. And if that's the case, guess who – the right bet would have been Texas Tech. So,
guess we'll find out. Yeah. That's the beauty of it all. It's all coming, Joe. Number 7, Auburn, going to the Swamp to play number 10, Florida. And Auburn is favored by 3 points. And Joe, Auburn looks damn good this year.
Yeah.
Florida looks good too. Florida, without Felipe Franks, they actually have an upgraded quarterback, in my opinion, with Trask. But I think the Auburn offense has enough speed, enough misdirection to really keep the pass rush of the Florida Gators with Jonathan Greener and company off balance. I think Auburn will cover this 3-point spread and win it in Florida.
I agree with you on that. Trask hasn't played a lot of football, and this is a big test for him. I mean, I feel like this Auburn defense is good. I think they have some really stout players up front, and I think they have what it takes to make Trask beat them. And if I'm Auburn, I'm okay with that. I think they win this game. I've got Bowling Green on the road at number 9, Notre Dame. Kyle, Bowling Green's bad. Like, they're getting smoked by like Kent State, Louisiana Tech. They got killed by Kansas State 52-0. It's a bad football team. Notre Dame's a good football team. 45.5 is a ton of freaking points. The average score of Bowling Green games this year, 18-38. That's so many points, Kyle. That's so many points.
I'm interested to see if you take your own proclamation that you made to me privately this
past. And this would be almost double that, Kyle.
I know.
This is so many points. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going Notre Dame. But if you pick Bowling Green, this will be the game I switch. So I'm warning you right now.
Well, I'm going to pick Bowling Green.
You ass.
45.5 is a lot for an offense that I don't have a lot of trust.
I'm switching it at the end. So there's
okay,
that.
Okay, you go ahead and switch it at the end. I'll see if you forget.
No, I won't forget. You did this to me.
Oh, imagine declaring before I even made my pick that you were going to switch it.
This is the hardest game of the week for me.
All right, number 11, Texas, heading to Morgantown, West Virginia. West Virginia beat this team last year, but here's the thing. West Virginia lost everybody that helped make that victory possible over the Texas Longhorns in Austin last year. I think Texas comfortably wins this football game, and I think it's definitely by more than 10.5.
Yeah, I'm with you. Texas covers.
First-year head coach, Neil Brown, he's got his hands full. New quarterback, bunch of new skill guys. They lost one of their offensive linemen for the year. I think their starting left guard is out for the year. Texas will play well. I think Texas has a lot going for him in this game.
I'm with you. Here's this used to be a big SEC East game. Georgia, number 3 at Tennessee. Georgia, 24.5-point favorites. The last time we saw Tennessee, they lost 34-3 to Florida.
Thanks for talking me out of that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for talking me out of Florida. Really appreciate it.
Georgia covers.
You think Georgia covers, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's a part of me that wants to take Tennessee again.
What? Why?
They're at home.
Both teams coming off a bye.
I understand that. You don't think Georgia might not have a little bit of a layover?
No.
Off the big win over Florida, them feeling themselves.
Notre Dame, you mean?
Yes, I'm sorry. Big win over Notre Dame.
I think Georgia feels disrespected. They keep hearing about Alabama, LSU, Oklahoma, Ohio State.
Give me a break. This is like this big new fad of really great teams being underdogs. Georgia's number three in the country.
Kyle, the best coaches in the world find ways to make their teams believe that they're not as good as they are.
What about coaches who are playing at home and coaching for their jobs?
Okay. Have you heard? Have you listened?
Pruitt's in trouble.
You listen to this guy talk this year? He's unbelievable, man.
Who, Pruitt?
Yeah. Talk about an entertaining press conference. Pop on one from Jeremy Pruitt. Honest as they come, man.
Laying it all on the table, huh?
Jeez, man. I can't believe he says some of the stuff he does.
I'm going to go with Georgia just to keep the line moving, but this might end up being the game that I flip. I need more time.
Okay. Oh, I got to do this one, huh?
No.
No, I'm first on this one, aren't I? No, you are. Blessed. Go ahead.
Unless you want to go first.
I'm not going first on that.
All right, number 25, Michigan State, arguably the best game of the week this week, going to Ohio State. And Ohio State is favored by 20 points against a Michigan State defense that Joe, in an actual football game this year, gave up negative 72 rushing yards. That's a real number that Michigan State's defense finished with yards allowed rushing the football this year.
What's interesting, they're averaging 55.8 with that in mind. Good number.
55.8 rushing yards. What's their total defense?
Yards allowed, 253 a game. They give up 15 points per game.
And Ohio State's coming in just tearing the entire world apart.
Every week, yep. Winning. Their average score is 53-8.
I do not trust Michigan State to move the ball. I think Ohio State's pass rush is going to terrorize Brian Lewerke and company. I think Ohio State covers comfortably, probably by 4 touchdowns.
I like it. I like Ohio State in this game as well. At home. This is weird. SMU's ranked. Tulsa 2-2 goes to SMU 5-0. They're number 24 in the country. It's a typical SMU team. Score lots of points, give up lots of yards, give up lots of points. Tulsa lost 40-21 to Oklahoma State. They lost 28-7 to Michigan State. They've played some good teams. SMU beat TCU 41-38. They put up 41 points on Gary Patterson's defense.
That's all I need to hear.
They're beating Tulsa, and they're doing it by more than 13. Give me SMU.
Boom. I agree with you. So now we've got Cal at Oregon.
Cal's quarterback's out indefinitely, so it changes everything about Cal. That shoulder thing. So,
but at the same time, Oregon's minus 18. It's a big number. Oh man. All right, let's see. Who does Oregon play next week? Oregon next week plays Colorado at home. So we don't have anything on the horizon that could be problematic for Oregon. I think I'm going to take Oregon in this game to cover, I don't feel great about it, but that's who I will take.
I like Oregon in this game as well. The points make me a little nervous, but I think Oregon can score, and that's going to be the difference. And I'm not sure Cal has the juice right now on offense to put up enough points to keep it close.
Brother, here's the thing. Washington can score too. And Cal held Washington to 19 points.
Yeah, that game was weird, though. It was like on a Friday and it was raining, right?
Yeah, and Washington probably left 17-21 points on the field by dropping passes. They were down 2 and midway through the fourth quarter had 4th and inches from the Cal 2-yard line and chose to kick the field goal. To take a 1-point lead. Like bad coaching plus bad player mistakes was a big part of that.
This next game's hard. 15 Washington at Stanford. Stanford's been pooped this year. two and three.
Can I rewind real quick?
Yeah.
If you need something to make you feel good about the Oregon line, Justin Herbert has thrown more touchdowns against the Cal Bears than any other team in his college career.
Okay. All right. Good. Keeping Oregon. Not changing that one. All right. 15 Washington at Stanford. 16.5 for Washington. Stanford's just been bad. They narrowly beat Oregon State last week, 31-28. Washington's – they're not smoking teams.
They won that USC game comfortably. They were in control of that game last week from wire to wire, and they did it with physicality. They did it on the ground. They did it with the quick game passing.
They won by 14, right?
Yep.
This is in Stanford. Stanford can keep it close, can't they? Rivalry game? And they're giving up a lot of yards, man. A lot of points. Stanford giving up 30.
This is a very uncharacteristic Stanford.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Does it level out at some point, or is Stanford just going to win like five games this year?
No, they'll be 6-6.
And they're not going to beat Washington, but can they lose by less than 16.5? Give me Stanford to wake up a little bit at home and lose this game by less.
Oh, wow. Joe, we're going opposite directions on this one. Give me the Huskies.
Okay.
You thought I was playing mind games with you, didn't you?
No, I just – I don't know. I don't know if I trust either team.
You got it in you. You feel it? You got a feeling? You ever see Eastbound and Down?
No.
You know? Do you know what that's about?
No, I've seen the cover of it. It's some guys that are in a car and they have like – cut off shirts and mullets.
Okay. Yeah, let's go with that.
Isn't that what's on the cover?
Never mind. Yeah, one of the seasons of it. Yeah. I was gonna quote Will Ferrell has a cameo in that. He was talking about how he had a feeling.
Okay.
And you won't get it, so I'm not gonna bother. Last game of the week, Joe. Only 16 top 25 games this week. We're starting to get some ranked teams play each other, which is good for the timeliness of the pod. We're at 27 minutes. We're getting ready to wrap. Boise State, number 16, on the road going to UNLV. Joe, I have a flat rate policy with the Boise State Broncos that involves taking them every single week. So give me the Boise State Broncos.
I was unaware of this. 22, UNLV is not good. They're getting smoked by teams like, Wyoming, Arkansas State, Northwestern beat them by 17. They beat some team with the abbreviation SUU 56-23. Southern Utah Thunderbirds. let's go with Boise State here.
Yep. Boise State's been ranked for three games prior to this week, and we've taken Boise in all of them. So,
Kyle, you have any free money bets for the people here that they could cash in?
I guess I better.
I'm going to go ahead and switch my Bowling Green pick, my Notre Dame pick to Bowling Green. You have an opportunity to change one of these.
What would you do if I switched Bowling Green and Notre Dame?
It'd be fine. That's part of the game, right? It's part of the game we play.
I would laugh my ass off, but I'm not going to do it because I genuinely think Bowling Green can cover a 45.5 point spread against.
So look, Kyle, you only can make up one game this week. You're still six.
I'm not trying to play that game.
You're still six back.
I'm considering flipping Georgia to Tennessee. At 24.
Please do. What's the free money? You have to pick something for free money.
I'm not gonna. That's fine. I'm gonna pick free money, but it's not gonna be a game I'm thinking about changing who I pick.
Yeah. I know who I think you're gonna take for free money.
Can you give me a prediction?
I think you're gonna pick Texas.
I'm not gonna pick Texas.
Okay. Oh, you liked UCF and Cincy. Four.
I'm taking the Auburn Tigers -3.
As the lock. All right.
Now, mind you, last week's free money did not hit, but it's because I, like a fool, took Alabama -38. I feel like I have much more margin for error with a 3-point spread, where if Auburn wins the football game, which we both agree we think happens, and we both think that they cover, Auburn Tigers -3. Free money bet of the week. Joe cashed in last week. Actually, I'm going to Venmo you right now.
You're stupid.
I still have not Venmo'd you your $20 reimbursement. I know. We're going to do it right now, and I want you to turn sound on your phone.
You think I know how to do that? Okay. It's on.
You should.
Yeah. It's on.
And I am going to pay Joe Marino $20 for free money bet, FMB.
Okay.
Pay. It's public, so it's documented there as well. And it's been sent.
Is my phone supposed to do something? Oh, there it is. You hear
there
that?
It is.
Boom. Kyle, 200. Wow, you really upped the ante here.
Shut the hell up. If I sent you 200, then you just send me 180 back. I want to give the people the wrong impression. Hope you guys enjoyed this week's college football picks against the spread. Make some bets with mybookie.ag. Win yourself some money. Let us know how it goes. Again, free money bet is Auburn -3 at Florida. If you take that bet and it does not hit, you must tweet me a picture of your mybookie.ag bet slip with the hashtag free money, and I will pick one of you early next week to reimburse for up to $20 on your bet. I'm hoping these start hitting because now I'm just betting against myself and flushing even more toilet down, or money down the toilet.
Just a completely optional thing that you've done to try to give money away to people. That's kind of you.
Yeah, it's free money. Yeah. It's free money for somebody one way or the other, right? So go ahead and place your bets. Thanks for listening to the Draft Dudes Podcast. We'll be back again tomorrow to preview the upcoming week of NFL football.